Today your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long from mercy our hearts have turned away, your precious blood can wash us and make us clean today. Today your gate is open, and all who enter in shall find a Father's welcome and pardon for their sin. The past shall be forgotten, a present joy be given, a future grace be promised, a glorious crown in heaven. Today our Father calls us, his Holy Spirit waits, his blessed angels gather around the heavenly gates. No question will be asked us how often we have come, although we oft have wandered, it is our Father's home. Oh, all embracing mercy, oh, ever open door, what should we do without you when heart and eye run o'er? When all things seem against us to drive us to despair, we know one gate is open, one ear will hear our prayer.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of Divine Service 3. It is printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How can a young man keep his way pure?
By guarding it according to your word.
With my whole heart I seek you.
Let me not wander from your commandments.
I have stored up your word in my heart,
that I might not sin against you.
Blessed are you, O Lord.
Teach me your statutes.
With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth.
In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches.
I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways.
I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, starting at verse 1. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifices for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, you are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory be to thee.
And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard of it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The congregation, we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which is inside the back cover of the hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
This morning's sermon will focus on our first reading from Jeremiah chapter 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I was looking at these texts, and I had a sermon for each one of them, but I thought this old and new covenant, this is something we talk about frequently. This is something that we hear, those words, new covenant, every time we have the Lord's Supper, when Jesus says, this cup is the blood of the new covenant. So old covenant, new covenant, I thought this is an important thing for us to think about this morning. And if you're looking at the notes, you'll see I have an old covenant side and a new covenant side. And that's taken right from the text. What is the old covenant? What is a new covenant? We'll think about that a little bit. But to start is, just as I was speaking with the children here before, what is a covenant? A covenant is basically an agreement between two parties. And so one person agrees with another person to do this or that. And a covenant can be a business deal. A covenant can be a peace treaty. A covenant can be a marriage. And there's other types of covenants as well. And in fact, there's in archaeology, they've dug up all kinds of different covenant agreements, all going back to Babylon. They were agreements of you bring so many, you deliver so many bushels of wheat, this is how much money you get. There's covenants, peace treaties between different kings and different nations and so forth. So this is today and was at that time common to have agreements between different people. So God had a covenant and a relationship, agreements with his people. And we actually can go back to Genesis, because God said, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, but don't eat of that tree. And they broke that agreement. They broke that relationship. And then God, to Satan, made a covenant against Satan, saying to Satan, and the woman will bear a seed, and he will step on, crush your head. You'll crush his heel, but he will crush your head. That was a covenant. That's a promise, what he's going to do. Promise to Satan, you'll be crushed. But it's a promise to Adam and Eve, too. He will be crushed for you. So also the call to Abraham. Go to the land I will show you. And then also his children, his grandchildren, the tribes of Israel to Moses. And that's what's mentioned here in our text. For God had a covenant, standing covenant, relationship with the people of Israel. And they were in slavery, but they were supposed to live in that promised land. But now they were in slavery, and he brought them out. Remember, he called himself, he told Moses to say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God that made the covenant, and I am calling you out of slavery to be my people. And as the children mentioned, he brought them through the Red Sea, he brought them to Mount Sinai, and there he gave the covenant laws, the covenant teachings. And it was God who did this. And that's an important thing about the covenants with God, both the old and new covenant, both. God makes both. God called to Abraham. God kept the covenants. God brought the people out of slavery. It was not like they were good enough, but they were his people, and he brought them out. And then as his people, he says, I brought you out of Egypt. Now, and we can think of the Ten Commandments as part of the covenant. They are. And they had other laws as well. So God made this covenant. But again and again and again, they broke that covenant. If you remember, After he gives them the covenant, Moses comes down from Mount Sinai. When the people were waiting so long for Moses to come down, what did they do? They made the golden calf and say, "Here is the God that brought you out of Egypt." They broke the covenant right away. So over and over again, they broke the covenant. But God says, "I am going to make a covenant. In the days that are coming, I will make a covenant, a new covenant." And he's talking about the Messiah who's going to fulfill all these covenant promises that God is making are going to become true in the Messiah. Sometimes people are thinking, old covenant law, new covenant gospel. Old covenant only law, new covenant only gospel. No, that's not it. Old covenant was teachings, law, and promises both. That's what's in the Torah. And that's the word that's used there in Jeremiah chapter 31. Torah, the teachings. And so if God gives us his promises that he's going to be with us and he is our God, this is how I want you to live. These are the sacrifices that you should do. But over and over again, they didn't follow them. But now God says, "I have given you the old covenant, but you broke them over and over again. I'm going to give you this new covenant, and I'm going to write them on your heart, and you will know them." When you think about this, and you think about what's in the Gospels, about Jesus' teaching in the Gospels, we realize that that is the law and gospel. That is the new covenant. And Jesus taught law, how we should live, and he taught gospel, that we are forgiven through God's mercy and grace. I have down here at the bottom there, from John chapter 14, some verses, and I'm going to read it. Listen to this. This is from Jesus, from John chapter 14. Listen to how he says, "As you love me, you will follow my commands." You see, you're in the covenant. And the Holy Spirit is going to put these words in you, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of these words, and the Holy Spirit will enable you to live in this covenant. That's what he's talking about, these words. And so he says, I read, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you." This is the new covenant. His teachings, his grace, his direction, his forgiveness. He gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples and to all of us down in the church. His Holy Spirit that reminds us, that teaches us the words of covenant. My wife, wherever we move to a new place, she says, "We gotta have this in the house." That's our tradition. It reminds us of our covenant. What Jesus is doing here is he says, what's going to remind you of the covenant and keep you in it is the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all my words and bring them to remembrance to your mind. And so all of Scripture, as the children said, there's a lot more words in Scripture. All those are covenant words, the old covenant and the new covenant, and what God has done for us. And so that old covenant, too, when they broke it, in the old covenant, the arrangements were, you have these animal sacrifices, and in the notes I have in quotes, paid for. Well, it was temporary. It was for a time that those animal sacrifices would, quote unquote, pay for or atone. But finally, they had to keep doing it over and over and over again because the people kept sinning over and over and over again. But Jesus, the Son of God, the new covenant, which shed his blood, so once for all, the Holy Son of God would make the holy sacrifice, once for all, as Hebrews teaches. And when he says on the cross, it is finished, it also means it is completed, it is perfected, it is done. The covenant, what is cost for the new covenant, is done. And we as people are living in that new covenant, what Jesus has done for us. And this covenant comes to us by faith in Jesus' words. Jesus says, you are my people. Baptize and make disciples. Take, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of your sins. Faith in his word brings us in and keeps us in his new covenant, his relationship with us. So God had this covenant, and he did all, and it was a beautiful old covenant. But the people sinned and broke it, and finally, those sacrifices weren't enough to pay for sin, those animal sacrifices. But rather, his own son came and was the sacrifice for the new covenant for us, which is good forever. And so Christ calls us to believe in him and to know that he's going to remind us, he's going to keep us in it. It is solid and dependable. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your people, and that you did not despise or give up on sinners, but you still loved us sinners to make a new covenant, one that is made solid and sure by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Help us to believe in it. Help us to know the joy of it. Help us to know the certainty of it. All these things we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and sing the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy.
Pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church is printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit, that our Heavenly Father would write his word on our hearts and lead us to know him as the God who forgives our iniquities and remembers our sins no more. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Reverend Dr. Harrison, our Synod President, Reverend Dr. Wilson, our District President, Pastor Shiley, our circuit visitor, and our pastor, who like all flesh are beset with weakness, that they may deal gently with us and be preserved faithful to proclaim God's word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For humility, that after the example of Christ, we would not lord authority over one another, but serve each other in our homes, communities, and congregation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all earthly authorities, that they may be guarded from the temptation to wield such power improperly and be committed instead to the good and faithful service, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Margaret, Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Garrett, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mariella, Sue, and Steve, Brandon, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Michael, Ray, Lane, Dave, Randy, Chelsea, Joel, Tim, Norma, Todd, Zachary, Brenda, Juanita, Judy, Sandy, and Sandy, for Norm and Marilyn, for the people of Indian Lake area who suffered a tornado, and for the family of Ned Giffey. We pray that God would be with them and continue to give them strength in all their afflictions. And all others who walk the way of the cross among us, that as Christ learned obedience through his suffering, they also may be instructed in his ways, sustained by his blessings, and in his time receive relief from his fatherly hand. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the holy altar, that God would prepare our hearts by his Spirit, worthily to receive the body and blood of Christ, who was sacrificed for us on the cross, and that we would believe in his promise of the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.